Wild Bunch Podcast. What? B1039. The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for B1039's Tapping In with Gary Spivey. Now, the host of Tapping In, Big Mama.
Good morning, Southwest Florida. 14 minutes after 8 o'clock. Do you have a question for psychic Gary Spivey? Don't wait. Call us up right now. 239-765-1039. I do have lines open and ready for your phone calls. You can also send it in the Absolute Law text line. We'll take one text message at the end of the show at the same phone number. You can get hold of Gary when he is in here at 1-800-827-GARY or on his website at GarySpivey.com. Text Gary to 797979 for his meditation or tune in at 810 each and every Tuesday morning as we get him on the show. Good morning, Gary, and welcome to the program, my friend.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right, great to have you here today, and we are ready to start taking phone calls, so let's get right to it right away. Jennifer is on the phone from Orlando. Good morning, Jennifer. What's your question for psychic Gary Spivey?
Hi, good morning. My question is just, I want to know if and when I will be moving back to California.
Well, it feels like to me that you could do it any time. You have to put forth a little more effort, and it works. And so does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I think, too, about timing as well.
Okay, well, when should you move? Now?
The thing is I don't have the resources to do so. So, I mean, I'd like to go back in a couple months. I don't know. I'm kind of waiting for opportunities to come up that pursuing.
I think if you think about it a little bit, you'll find your money will fall out of the sky for you to move with. Because I see support coming to you and help. And I feel great situations with work. I feel great situations with support. I feel, you know, it seems like relationships are bright. It feels like just a really, you're moving into in a brighter world than the one you're hanging out in right now. It feels like now you're just treading water. So this can happen faster if you just really, really, really turn up the volume, push a little more. On a scale of 1 to 10, you're trying about a 6 to move. Instead of a 6, move it up to an 8+, and I think you'll be moving, like, really now. So turn up the volume. You'll see everything will come to you. That's what I see.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for your phone call, Jennifer. Thanks for calling in. All right. I've got Olivia on the phone now. Olivia's calling in for Benita. What's your question for psychic Gary Spivey?
I just want to know if I lost my boyfriend about 3 weeks ago, and I just want to know if maybe he had something to tell me since it was a sudden loss.
Okay. How did he pass?
On a motorcycle accident.
Well, what I see, he's showing me that he actually went up, you know, he was out of his body. Right at that moment. And so it's what I see. Does that make sense to you?
I'm kind of not really.
Okay, well, that's what it seems like that he moved. You know, it feels like that he was, you know, I just see him out. In other words, like he's not earthbound. He's not hung up. I see a lot of angels around him. And even if he might have kept breathing for a while, but it looks like his spirit had moved to a higher place even before right as that was going on. So when I see him on the other side, he's in the beautiful garden in transition. He's with an older lady. Maybe that's his grandma or great grandma, but I see an older lady with him. But he's telling me, he says, I'm good, I'm good. I'm not hurting. I'm not hurting. I'm good. I'm good. And so he just keeps on saying he's not hurting. He's good. He's good. And but he was even allowed. I don't know if you felt him, but he actually came to you in your room. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, if you're aware of that. And did you feel him in your room?
I did. When I was home alone, I did kind of turn around and I felt him.
Okay. He says that was really him. And so there was a time where he sensed that you actually felt him or seen him. And he says he'll come to visit. He said, tell her I'll come to visit. Tell her I'll come to visit. And so he's just letting you know that he's that close in. He says he loves you. And then I see the older lady pulling him close to her. And who would the older lady be?
I'm not too sure. I maybe his grandmother. I'm not too sure how old, because I lost my best friend who was older than me about 5 years ago, and I've gone to her and.
No, that's a different thing. I see her. She's around you. But this is somebody around. I think it's his grandma. I think whoever was around him, this lady was around him when he was a little boy. And so,
it's his grandmother.
So I see her right there with him. And if you even address her, sometimes if you're thinking of him, if you talk to her, you'll get a clearer picture of her than him, you know, right in the beginning. So anyway, well, he loves you. He loves you. He's there, honey. I'm sorry for your loss. I'm really sorry for your loss.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. I love you. You know, I can always tell when Gary's connection gets super strong with the caller, because it kind of accelerates. And if you guys listen along, you'll be able to hear that. When he gets that good connection, the information just starts rolling in really fast to him, so he starts rambling it off. I know I'm talking about you, Gary, like you're not sitting on the line with me, but I'm just sharing it with the world. Let's grab Gwen. I got Gwen on the phone from Fort Myers. Gwen, go ahead. You're on the air. What's your question for Psychic Gary Spivey?
Hi, Gary. I was just wondering if my sister-in-law made it to the other side, have anything to say to us?
How did she die?
Overdose.
Mm-hmm. And when did this happen?
About a year now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like around Christmas time.
Well, here's what I see. I think, did you try to get her up to the light? Did you make that effort to do that? Did you try to get her to the light? You know, because usually when people are suicides, they're earthbound. In this case, she is not earthbound. She's on the other side. Okay?
Okay.
So I see her in transition. And so usually I would have to, you know, kind of coach her into the light. We don't have to do that with her. That just simply means that somebody really, she had some real spiritual people around her that prayed her up, so to speak. In other words, you can actually just, you know, really, really do that. And they'll open, it'll open the channel. The angels will come. They'll take her up there. But she tells me that she seems to think maybe you did it. And so whatever that means, does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I pray a lot, and I'm very spiritual, and I was aiming her to the light.
Okay, well, it worked. So she's confirming that from the other side, okay?
Awesome, so, thank you.
You know, she said thank you. She loves you. Thank you. You saved her, she said. Okay?
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for your phone call.
Bye.
All right. Ashley is on the phone from Cape Coral. Ashley, good morning. What's your question for Psychic Gary Spivey?
Good morning. I've been separated from my husband for over a year, and I just met an amazing man, and now they're both, like, on me about a future, and I think I'm making the right choice taking this new man, but I just want to make sure that this is the way and path I'm supposed to go.
Hold on. The old guy's trying to come back, too, now? The old guy's like, hey, I want a future with you?
Oh, yeah, like, let me put a baby in you. Like, right. Intense.
Oh, no, I don't want you to move on. I'm ready now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gary. Go ahead and read into this obvious question. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, your angels are being a little bit condescending to you. I wouldn't be quite this condescending, but your angels are saying, you're not that dumb. That's what your angels are telling me to tell you. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I know I have only one question, but do you see a future child, like, in the horizon soon?
Two of them. Okay. You may have twins.
I'll let you have a bonus question. I don't even let that happen. All right.
Yeah.
I only let you have a bonus question because the first question was obvious. All right. That's why. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in. There you go.
Good luck.
There you go. Evelyn, good morning from Port Charlotte. You're on the air. What's your question for Psychic Gary Spivey?
Hi, good morning, guys. My question is that me and my dad haven't spoken in 6 years since I got married now. I don't know why he doesn't like my husband. And I'm wondering to see, he's alive, and I have two daughters he hasn't met. And I'm wondering to see if maybe in the future there's a possibility of reconnecting because I really do miss him.
Okay. Yes, you can reconnect with your father. I see you're reconnecting with him. He thinks your guy you're with is a loser. And so I don't know exactly how he puts him into that category, but that's, I'm just hearing your dad's words. Does that make any sense?
And my husband, he's amazing. He has a good job. I'm a stay-at-home mom. He's the provider. He has everything.
Yeah, fine.
I've tried to reconnect. I've tried. I've made efforts, but he just doesn't want to.
Yeah, well, he's got something in his head. It's a little piece of information he figured out about him a long time ago. Maybe it was that he smoked weed or that he drank or he done something. And so, but he feels, you know, he's all hung up in that space. And so that's where he is. It looks like that somebody does tell him different, and he comes out of this. And so maybe it's an auntie of yours or a lady that would be like an aunt. You know, it's a female figure. And she talks. Okay, makes sense to you?
Okay, I think I know who that could be.
Yeah, whoever's in your head now, my feet got really hot, and so that lets me know that that is the person that will make amends with him. And so I feel like you could go through her, and it could happen a little quicker, and let her realize what the real deal is, and I see him coming around. He's pretty stubborn, but I think he really will come around, but that's how you get to him, okay?
All right.
Yes, okay. All right, thank
Good
you.
Luck. All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right, let's grab Barbara. Barbara's on the phone. Good morning, Barbara. What's your question for Psychic Gary Spivey?
Good morning. I'm trying to see if there's any changes coming within my job.
Yeah, well, there's two changes. I see you getting into a really super confrontation with somebody, and you're not going to see this one coming. But somebody gets in your face over something really dumb. And it's almost like wrong timing, wrong time, or a wrong time and it's the right time to where it messes up your natural progression. Because I see you're due for actually a good thing happening at your job. I see it getting reorganized, and I see it would be almost like an advancement or promotion or more money or those kinds of things. But I see you getting into a little fight with somebody that gets in your face. It's not your fault. They're just kind of getting in your face. Does that make any sense right now?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Well, you got to stay away from that situation and don't let it escalate. So no matter what they do or how they get in your face, don't get back in theirs, and you'll be the hero in the movie, okay? And so
just All right.
be very, yeah, because you got to be really careful not to blow up and get back in their face, because I see you getting into some trouble, and it's going to look like you're the bad guy. And this person's engineering this because they're very calculating. Does that make sense to you? You know what I'm talking about, right? And so
I know somebody that could be that way.
Okay, now they're the one you're saying in your head, that is the one. And so you got to be a little careful of that. And so dance around that situation. And then I see things at your work doing great for you, because you work much harder, much smarter than anybody there. So looks good. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And our last caller before we get to our text message of the show is an anonymous one coming in. Anonymous, go ahead. You're on the air. What's your question for Psychic Gary Spivey?
Good morning, Gary.
Morning.
Quick question. There's some change. They want to do some changes on my job, which is it's not going to be a good thing for me, because they're going to reduce my salary. They have been keep saying that for the last 3 or 4 months, every week. So I would like to know what's going to happen in my job.
Well, it feels like that this really will happen. I think it's going to happen a little, possibly within about a month or month and a half or something like that, timeline-wise. When it does, I see that you do you put forth way more effort or extra hours for free at this job?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Stop. Okay. Stop. In other words, you don't put forth, you know, like if you get paid for 8 hours, be there for 8 hours. Don't be there for 12 hours or 10 hours. And so because that's who I see you being. So when they decide to pay you this lesser amount of money, work less. And then I see you doing something on a part-time level, on a part-time basis that ends up being later your full-time job, and you're happy about it because I see you getting paid a lot more, making a lot more money. It's almost like owning your own business or whatever that may be. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it for the last year, but the problem is the money-wise.
Yeah, well, I think you'll find the money will show up right when it needs to, and I think you're going to go in that direction because you want to, not because you really have to, but you're going to just kind of get shoved a little bit in that direction, and I see you doing really, really well if you let yourself work for yourself, because I see you making a lot of money. You're great at that, so good luck. It's not bad. Sometimes change can be good for you. In your case, it is. Okay? You make about twice the money, so there we go.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for the phone call, Anonymous. All right, coming in off the Absolute Law text line, Gary, in the middle of divorce, and I need my soon-to-be ex to sign my mortgage. It's required by law in order to close. Do you see this happening?
Yeah, if she pays him off, she's got to give him some money. He's going to hold her ransom a little bit, maybe not for a lot of money, not for like a huge amount of money selling the house, maybe for $1,000 or something like that he'll do it. But he's a total hustler.
That's why you ain't married him. That's why you ain't staying married to him. There it is. All right, Gary. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show. You can get hold of Gary when he isn't here at 1-800-827-GARY or on his website at GarySpivey.com. You can text Gary to 797979 for his meditation, or you can just tune in here every Tuesday for Tapping In with Psychic Gary Spivey. Hey, you have a great week, and we'll see you next Tuesday, my friend. All right?
Yeah, great.
All right, Gary Spivey, everybody.
Check out more of Big Mama and the Wild Bunch podcasts at B1039.com.